If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hannity in Nashville tonight with the governors, Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, Bill Lee, Chris Sununu, Kim Reynolds, Doug Ducey, a few others. Anyway, we'll have more on that in just a little bit here. I'll tell you, there's such a difference, such a distinction between red states and blue states. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, we got a lot of ground to get to today. We're also going to do a deep dive into this whole, the origins of the coronavirus. There's no way it didn't come from this lab. None whatsoever. And President Sippy Cup, you know, doesn't seem to really want to get to the bottom of it. And only because of pressure that people like us have been putting on the White House. Oh, now Biden has said he's going to allow the intelligence to investigate. Yesterday they were saying, we're going to let the WHO do it. You know, the propaganda mouthpiece for China. They've been lying to us the whole time. Why are we even giving them a penny? Why do you trust them? It's unbelievable. We should be investigating what China did. Now, you know, remember, it was a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. Last year, that's all we heard. You know, it's so frustrating that this is how corrupt the media in this country is. You know, look at, the world has suffered so deeply. And a year ago, oh, God forbid, when you bring up the origins of the coronavirus being the Wuhan virology lab a year ago, you're a conspiracy theorist. No, Donald Trump was right. Secretary of State Pompeo was right. We were right to ask the questions at the time. Now we've got cell phone data showing a shutdown at the lab, oh, in the fall of 2019. Hospitalized lab workers, we're now finding out, in November of 2019. We had reported at the time the silencing of journalists and doctors and whistleblowers. You know, we've always covered the real possibility and frankly, even likelihood that the Wuhan lab was involved in some capacity here. You know, so-called journalists, fact checkers. We were going through a lot of this yesterday. New York Times, quote, the lab has been the focus of unfounded conspiracy theories promoted by the Trump administration about the pandemic's origins. That's the New York Times. Maggie Haberman, now she goes on TV and she starts blaming Donald Trump for the fact that she and her newspaper and the rest of the mob, because it's mob thought with all these people in the media, got it wrong rather than taking the blame, fixing it and saying we were wrong. We got it wrong. We'll do better. Oh, that's so hard to do. You know, the Washington Post called it a conspiracy theory that was, quote, already debunked. Wow. Not so debunked, is it? PolitiFact saying a debunked conspiracy theory. Fake news CNN called it a conspiracy theory that is almost certainly not true. National Propaganda Radio, you pay for this crap. You know, scientists had debunked the theory. AP referred to it as a myth that was surviving online despite the facts. Politico reporting the lab was the center of a Trump-driven conspiracy theory. MSDNC, they actually put on a doctor. There's no debate. It's like they say about, you know, climate change. No debate. There's no debate at all. There's plenty of debate. No debate whatsoever. The virus definitely did not come from a lab in Wuhan. Okay. What are they saying today? You know, then the fact checker. I always would say, who's going to fact check the so-called fact checker at the Washington Post, this idiot named Glenn Kessler? You know, I fear that he tweeted, I fear that Ted Cruz missed the scientific animation in the video that shows how it is virtually impossible for this virus to jump from the lab or the many interviews with actual scientists. We deal in facts and viewers can judge for themselves. Well, now he's out there tweeting, well, the timeline on how the Wuhan lab leak theory suddenly became credible. You just can't even make this up. And by the way, it's time for Fauci to go. I mean, Fauci said to Rand Paul, we'll get into this later. We have some medical doctors coming on that are actually on the front lines of COVID, have treated thousands of COVID patients that actually believe in therapeutics. You know, there's still in New York, there's still states that say, yeah, you know, check your temperature and your oxygen levels. And if your temperature goes up, take Tylenol. And that's it. As if monoclonal cocktails were never invented and discovered, like Regeneron and Eli Lilly's version. Or, you know, you can't, oh, God forbid you ever mention ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, forget the fact that two so-called prestigious medical journals that said that it was dangerous. Yeah, they had to actually take back those studies. You know, now we have about 8 studies that show the opposite. Taken early, it's shown to be helpful. And when you have nothing and there's no risk, Dr. Daniel Wallace, Cedars-Sinai, what have you got to lose at that point? Unbelievable. I had a friend of mine whose 90-year-old dad survived this thing, and then he got it, and he'd never heard of Regeneron. I'm like, oh my gosh. Can't tell you how many people that I talk to. If you don't watch Fox or listen to talk radio, the level of the lack of knowledge, let me put it this way, it takes my breath away. I know we live, eat, breathe, and sleep this. I'm not saying you have to be a lunatic like we are, but not to hear about that. I mean, who was I talking? I think it was Dr. Oz. Stayed on recently, just a personal conversation. It's like it's the most underutilized therapeutic out there. Unbelievable. Anyway, you know, but then to be lied to about the origins of this, why are they defending China? Why is Biden yesterday saying to the administration, we're going to let the professionals at the World Health Organization, it's humiliating how weak they are. You know, we pointed out the Chinese travel ban. Joe never said their travel ban was, you know, xenophobic hysteria. It was only Trump's travel ban. By the way, only 10 days after the first identified case of coronavirus. Sure, Trump will get credit for that. Credit for the therapeutics. Credit for 3 vaccines. No, never. Now, what is he getting? He's getting a grand jury in New York to go back 30 years into his taxes in the hopes that and trying to get people to flip on Trump. I mean, we've now criminalized political differences in this country. We've now criminalized it. And we are now, I can't say with confidence anymore that we have equal application of our laws because I don't believe it's true. I never thought those words would ever come out of my mouth. I never thought that we wouldn't have equal justice either under the law. Never thought I'd say that either. But it's obvious. You know, we one set of standards. Look at the Roger Stone case. Okay, what was his process crime? It was lying. What did the Horowitz report say? Lying to Congress. You know, there were 2 referrals in there specifically for lying to Congress. Premeditated fraud, FISA court, nothing. You're conservative, you're Republican, you're a controversial figure. You know, 28 guys in tactical gear, frogmen, CNN cameras, pre-dawn raid, guns drawn in your face for lying to Congress. It's insane. And it's getting worse every day. And anyway, so, you know, the mob and the media, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I guess now they're all looking pretty stupid. But now Maggie Haberman leading the way. Well, it's Donald Trump's fault. That's why we got it wrong, because he said it. It's not our fault that, you know, he lied so much that we just assumed it was a lie. Okay, there's journalism for you. You know, every one of these media outlets, they're the ones that peddled the biggest lie of all. The Russia conspiracy, Trump-Russia conspiracy theory lies. The hoax. They spread that sucker for 3 long years. None of them have ever apologized, been held accountable, corrected the record. They just go move on to the next round of lies. Then there's one standard for quid pro quos with Donald Trump, but we'll ignore Joe Biden. You're not getting $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor and investigating zero experience Hunter being paid millions. Never mind, is Joe going weak on China because, you know, is he hoping that Hunter gets another big $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China or another Chinese national shopping spree for him and his family? Is he going weak on Putin, you know, allowing Putin to build the pipeline but denying American workers their high-paying career jobs and denying the country inexpensive energy? And that meaning that the cost of everything we use is going through the roof. But we'll give Putin, we'll let him build his pipeline. Okay, we'll give him a waiver. Wow, that is so screwed up. I can't even believe it. The times we live in. It was chilling. I saw this from Minnesota. Now, it was the 1 year anniversary. We played the gunshots yesterday, what was happening in George Floyd Square. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard the name. If you don't know the name Anaya Allen, you should. Precious, beautiful 6-year-old girl from Minneapolis. Shot fatally wounded last week as she was coming home from McDonald's. I'm sure she was getting a Happy Meal. Something Linda needs to get Liam, but that's a different for a different day. Coming home from McDonald's with her mother. Shot in the head. Died last Wednesday. I've listed all the people that have been shot in New York and in Chicago on TV all week, last weekend. Why don't we know their names? This is every weekend. Because you can't politicize it? I mean, it just, it should break everybody's heart. Portland, I mean, look at this. You know, there's a riot on the anniversary of George Floyd's death. Windows smashed, arrests made. I mean, when you look at the numbers, it is breathtaking in terms of crime and policing in America going through the roof and how bad things are. Homicides up in Portland, a whopping 800% from last year's record. Up 50% in Atlanta. Up dramatically New York, Chicago, all over the place. Minneapolis, you know, their crime surge, 5,422 violent incidents, including homicides, rapes, robberies, aggravated assaults. You got to be kidding me. From their record last year, up a whopping 21%. We're losing our country here. This is why I'm going. This is why we're doing Nashville tonight. Governor Abbott, we're going to defund Texas cities to defund the police. Similar things happening in other red states like Florida. Ron DeSantis giving bonuses to all law enforcement officers. All right, 800-941-SEAN. I'm going to talk more about what's going on tonight. Hannity in Nashville with the governors tonight, 9 Eastern Hannity. Increase in remote working. Cyber criminals now have targeted small businesses with attacks on their mobile devices. Once a hacker gains access to just one device on a business network, they have access to the entire network. Steal passwords, obtain company data, spy, deliver malware. It's not good. Now, LifeLock.com sees the threats you will miss on your own. They'll scour the dark web to see if your personal information is for sale. If they detect your personal information, you get an alert. If they rob your identity, you get a dedicated restoration specialist that'll help fix it for you. LifeLock by Norton, a very low annual rate. Today you save an additional 25% off your first year. Now, if you want to protect your name, your finances, your reputation, your credit score, go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock and use the promo code Hannity. Protect what's important. Protect what's yours. 1-800-LIFELOCK, lifelock.com, promo code Hannity.